Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
For the last 10 years, Sean Bliss has operated the Cache County Bookmobile.
It's great work. It merges a couple of worlds that I love, the librarian work, but then also the sort of blue-collar work of driving a truck. Every day I drive a different route. We're covering sort of the gamut in the county. Mostly our primary mission is the smaller rural towns throughout the valley. I have regulars who have been building this into their schedule for decades, from toddlers all the way to seniors who are in retirement and they love to read. And on the side of the truck, it says books for all ages. Now, it's a limited supply that's on the truck at any one moment, but we have between 5 and 6,000 items. Kids are a big part of what we do. The Head Start facilities, for instance, where we're helping with kids who are not reading yet, but they're becoming familiar with books, with library culture, with coming in and choosing materials for themselves and having a sense of ownership over that decision. I've seen little kids get older, and now they're in high school, and they still love reading because they were part of the culture of finding things that they liked, being encouraged to take books and to have them at home. They're a big part of what I love about the job. Customer service, that's our bread and butter. One of the things I really pride myself on is being able to find the next title. For the kids, that's really easy right now, actually, because everything's being published in series, and fantasy kind of rules all. I actually have the same kind of joy in meeting the needs of any adult. Someone's looking for a title, and they get it, and you just see the spark of joy on their face. I've done my job, and it makes me happy. And it's not just about books. It's always fascinating to see everyone comes to this like small metal box to hang out and chat with each other, especially right now. The doors open, the breeze, the sun, it's gorgeous outside. And still, four moms are sitting chatting inside. They could be sitting out on the grass under a tree chatting, but they feel safe. They feel comfortable in that space. I'll actually be off the road in early June. Our program ends at the end of June. We've lost funding. The county has voted to cut that spending from their budget. I'll be taking a position down in Utah County as the bookmobile librarian there. That's where we stand now. The Cache County program is not the first bookmobile to go away. San Juan County got rid of their bookmobile service several years ago. In our case, locally, there's not something to take the place of the bookmobile in the towns that don't have library service. Clarkston, Wellsville, Paradise, Avon or Cornish, towns like that, there's no substitute. There's no alternative. There's just no service.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.